This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Jeff Palmer on the line, the Executive Director of Baptist Global Response. We're going to be talking about this mass exodus of refugees from the Middle East and North Africa to Europe, because it's, as Jeff said off tape, it's been going on for a while. It's nothing new, but it's gotten so bad lately that it's kind of forcing the EU's hand. They're having an emergency meeting on September 14th, according to Reuters. And Jeff, the death toll since January alone is up to 2,500. What are BGR partners in Europe saying? Like, what are they seeing?
Well, like I said, Katie, you know, it's nothing new. It is accelerating, and it's coming to the forefront now. And of course, Syria and northern Iraq is driving a lot of this. But traditionally, there are the refugee highways of North Africa, Central Asia, Middle East refugees coming into Europe. They're coming for various reasons. They're fleeing persecution. They want to find a better life for their families. It's an economic thing. There's all kinds of reasons why they come. They come in through two or three major highways, is what we call them. North Africa kind of comes up through, you know, France and Spain in that area, and then the Middle East, Central Asia folks kind of come up through Greece and those places. And more recently, the Syrian refugees have been coming out and going through Turkey and kind of coming back through Greece and going back up in the Balkans. And again, there's various reasons why they're coming. I mean, the bottom line is, if you're a refugee, you don't have a home to go to, and they're seeking, majority are seeking a better life, you know, for their families, for their children. It could be a safety issue, could be a persecution issue. It could be just the fact that, you know, everything's, you know, blown up in my home country, and I'm just trying to find a place to be able to raise my children in safety and give them a future.
So what are BGR's partners doing in, I understand you're in a couple places in Europe. What are you guys doing?
We are. You know, we're doing things on the front end side before they leave. We've got several responses going on to help as they come out. You know, as the refugees are coming out of these war zones and coming out of these conflict areas, they're moving on. They want to get to places, and they want to get to, you know, develop places. A lot of these refugees, especially the Syrian ones that are coming out now in northern Iraq, you see, these are people that are educated. They're doctors, they're lawyers, they're professionals, they're businessmen. And, you know, it's not kind of like the traditional picture you and I and maybe our listeners have of refugees, you know, of poor, starving, and tribal. A lot of these are people of means and education, and they just can't stay. So we're helping them on the front end as they come out, trying to help them. And then they're moving quickly because many of them have an idea of where they want to go. It might be Europe and maybe a stepping stone to go to Canada or U.S. or some other country, some other place that they decided. In Europe, we have a couple of places. I won't talk about those on the radio openly, but a couple of places where we have some refugee centers and ministries that were helping them as they make their first landing into the EU and help them with you know, simple things like clothing, food, things that they would need to adjust, even some language, some skills training, and things. They're very mobile. They're very fluid. The pictures you saw of these folks coming across the Balkans the last couple of days, that was all in the news. They won't be there very long. They're moving. They're really trying to find a good place, you know, to land for the family. Many of them have an idea of where they're already going.
And as we look at this crisis, it's easy to get overwhelmed by the numbers. But something that stands out to me is you're describing these people, and they sound just like us, you know, middle class or upper class, educated, you know, regular people. And I'm just wondering, is there something that strikes you as you're communicating with partners, and any stories of kind of the impact that the gospel is having? Because I assume that many of them are Muslim. Maybe they haven't heard the gospel before.
Yeah, many are. There are background believers. There are different types of faiths that are coming out of there. We were sitting with one family not long ago, and I remember they had just come out of Syria. This is more on the front end than on the Europe side. And they had just come out of Syria just the week before, and it was a father and two children and his wife and two little girls. And we took a food packet, we took some shelter needs to them, and we were delivering in this kind of just abandoned apartment kind of. It had no electricity, no water, and there were tens of twenties of families in there. But we were visiting this one family, and we brought the food packet in, and he just kept saying, "Thank you for the food, but more than anything, I want to hear about your God," because he said, "You know, we have come out and we're tired of seeing this. This is not how life should be. And nobody's helped us except you who are followers of Christ. And we appreciate the food, we appreciate help, but tell us about Jesus, because, you know, we see something different. You're the people who care for us." And so I would say to the churches and our believers in the United States, you know, don't forget these people. There's great opportunity to make Christ known, both in deed and in word. And I look in the Old Testament, Katie, and there's always this concern for the orphan, the widow, and the stranger. And in the New Testament, you see that over again, especially in Matthew 25, when Jesus said, "I was a stranger, and you took me in." And what a great opportunity to take these strangers in now and care for them and show them the compassion of Christ and share with them truth of the gospel and of the wonderfulness of Christ. And many of them are at a time in their life they're open to hear something new because they are tired of seeing what they have seen. And what a great opportunity for the church to step in and care for the stranger and make Christ known.
And what kind of difference does that make? We're going to point people to get involved with BGR and to help mobilize you guys so you can be those boots on the ground. But what kind of impact does that have? I mean, as people donate, what does that do?
Well, as they donate, it allows us to put things into the hands of our partners. Many of our partners on ground are local believers, in those countries that we're working. And it gives them the tools to minister to those in need, and it gives them the accessibility to these groups. Think about it. If you fled your country with what you could carry, and you've walked out, you took a boat, and you landed, and you walk around, I mean, the trust level is pretty low. You've got a horrible situation, and now you're looking for something safe for your family. And so just those simple gifts of help, those acts of kindness, gives us access to and gets us behind closed doors and gets us to hearing the story. So those who partner with us give us the tools to help those who are ministering to these refugees and these displaced persons so that they can build trust, help people, and be able to share the truth of the gospel.
For those just listening to us right now, what website should they head to get involved with BGR?
Well, they can head to our website. It's gobgr.org. That's gobgr.org. And they can click on Middle East Crisis. It's one of our headline projects. And they can go right and see all the different things that we are doing, from food to shelter to hygiene kits, to care that we're giving, and they can participate with us that way. And we would deeply appreciate the help that comes that way to help others who can't help themselves.
And that wraps up all my questions for now. Was there anything I missed or anything else you wanted to add?
No, I thought it went well. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And again, I've been speaking with Jeff Palmer of Baptist Global Response about the refugee crisis, how you can get involved. Jeff, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
Thanks, Katie. Anytime.